But CEO Evelyn Denton assured shareholders it was just a mild aberration in the fiscal quarter. In lighter news, Gutter City's most famous petter, Chad Tutch, has returned to Sinuendo East after a brief stint in the much seedier and much more poorly lit Sinuendo Northwest, and we couldn't be more thrilled. As Maryland 648 said in our chat last week, Sinuendo Northwest is one step above a Sinuendo Express, and those magic fingers deserve so much better. Okay, Maryland, we wouldn't go that far, but seeing Chad back in the historic and extremely flammable Sinuendo East feels just about as good as one of his petting sessions. He's already booked out for months, though, so if you're a steepie hoping for a last-minute appointment, I hope you never know when to stop dreaming.
In the last rust storm. Perhaps we'll continue with our current tale.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Adventure Zone.
Oh, don't stop.
That's all he gets.
No, this is the tale.
This is the tale. He opens the book, and then I'm talking.
Hey, Justin, I have a lot of questions about the rust storm. Are we ever going to return to that?
Was the book written on metal?
Good question.
I don't know how that would be destroyed by a rust storm.
Are these robot people that are like affected by rust?
I'll talk about this for 1 second. I have spoken to this guy exactly as much as you guys have.
I didn't realize it was.
I open my mouth. He says some things. He goes about his way. I don't know where it's coming from, and I don't know where it's going. It's just what this guy talks about, and today he mentioned the rust storms.
Right.
And I think he mentioned muck farming before.
Yeah, I did hear muck farming.
Yeah, so there's kind of a Richard Stink relationship.
No, it's more happening. Like he's definitely in a blasted wasteland. I'm guessing just like you guys are. It's fun.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It would be weird for him to be in a thriving kind of utopia that dealt with muck farming and rust storm. So we can just infer that it is definitely some kind of post-apocalypse or just like maybe it's not even an apocalypse. It's just a shitty world that he's on.
It'll probably never come to anything. So just to recap, if it's been a week since you last listened to the Adventure Zone, there's a fire in the middle of the room. It's Bananas Foster and Blank Money.
And that's not just like a fun way to describe like a wild situation. No, it's literally Bananas Foster.
It's really happening in real time. I'm going to give everybody like an instant sort of like hot take. What's your first move? I know what my first moves are. I want to know what your first moves are, because I think that you, no matter what you've been planning moments before, waiter comes in, dumps a bunch of flaming stuff on your money, plans change.
Flaming nanners tend to change the scenario a little bit.
Yeah, I had some clocks going before, but like, honestly, I don't know that they're all that applicable when there's a big pile of flaming money and bananas in the middle of the room.
So I know what Beef is going to do.
Okay, what's Beef going to do?
Beef is going to say, we got to protect those hands, and is going to like pick up Chad Tutch to move him away from the button and like put Beef's body between like the case and Chad.
Okay.
But do it as a like protective quote unquote maneuver.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say then, Travis, if that's your first play here. I think that's going to, like, you know the tenor of your relationship to this point. I do not think that Chad Touch is going to instantly regard you as a sympathetic friend.
Understandable.
So I feel like maybe it, is it?
It's skirmish.
Is it skirmish? Okay. So it doesn't really matter how he's reacting to it. Okay.
Well, no. I'm wrestling him out of the way. Basically, I don't want him to panic hit the button.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I also want some justifiable reason. So that it's not just like they're in on this, right?
Okay.
This is like, yeah. I'm going to say out loud, we've got to protect those magical hands.
That's your first thing. Okay. Go ahead and roll skirmish, I guess.
And I assume that this is desperate.
No, because you will be able to get him out of the way.
Okay.
So let's call it risky. And I guess it's standard. You're just picking up a small man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoa!
Wow!
Daggone.
Double sixes,
baby. Wait,
that's a critical, right?
That's a critical. That's never happened before.
No.
That's never happened before. Give me a second.
You can tell because we're all so flummoxed.
Yeah.
I have to look and see if there's something I'm supposed to do on my end.
It feels like you've done something wrong.
Right?
Yeah, it does feel negative. It's good enough that it feels negative.
As a critical success, you gain some additional advantage.
Okay, here's what the additional, you're so effective in this skirmish, right?
Yeah.
That Raul, the hard light projection, his programming kicked in and he was about to make a run for the button too, because fire, it kind of overrid whatever, you know, programming dad managed to do. So he
fire
was
bad.
One might say fire bad. But you are so convincing that Raul is going to rush to you to help with this effort of lifting Chad Touch. So now you have Chad Touch, like, what were you going for? Like under the armpits?
I was actually going for more of a bear hug around the arms, but I'll take either. I don't think he's going to be able to flail his way out.
Raul is going to grab the Chad Touch's legs. To lift him up, so the two of you are like carrying him together.
Some stooge ass shit we got going on.
How bad is the fire?
Well,
describe the dimensions of the fire to me.
Here's what I will say: it is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I did establish that it's newspaper.
Yeah.
So that's a fire-friendly. Medium. Loves fire. I will say that at this point, it is not terrible, but it is obscuring the situation. Chad is not going to be able to look at this and be able to parse, like, exactly what is going on there. It's a mess.
Well, you also have the accelerant of the brandy, and it's intensifying the burning.
Well, yes, but when you're flaming a Bananas Foster, the brandy would have mainly burned away by this point. So that's going to go quickly. So it's not going to be too quick. But you're right, Dad. We got all the makings, all the fixings of a great, great fire. In fact, that it's so choice, such a good fire, that I am going to change the button. I have a clock that says... Chad is convinced. We're going to leave that one be. I have another clock that says Chad pushes button. That seems to be off the table at this point because you're holding Chad and there's the fire here. So I'm going to say fire out of control is the
name
of this token.
And Justin, just to double check, Justin, is he convinced?
Is he convinced of what?
Well, that's a good question, Justin, because there's a lot going on here. I'm sure he's not convinced that there's money. Well, I mean, maybe he is convinced there's money. But is he convinced of anything at this point? I will say this.
Because of your great success, I will... I already gave you an advantage. I'm not going to bump you off another one. But yeah, it's not hurting what you did, right? I think it was with a double six and you know, Raul leaning in to help. Like, I think that's fine. Fire is out of control. I'm going to make this a four count that is at three out of four. So we got three out of four segments until the fire is out of control. Griffin.
Yes. A follow-up question. Has the newspaper burned in such a way that it is indistinguishable. I mean, is it all?
I am saying, what I'm saying to you is, at this current moment, you couldn't look and say, hey, wait a minute, that's just newspaper. But if dug through it, there's a lot of untouched newspaper back there. Like you, it's not like it's gone. There's no evidence. But on a quick glance, you wouldn't tell.
Then I wait a few beats.
You wait a few beats.
No, I guess I don't want to waste my moment here.
This is your. I have other things that need to happen. I'm giving you. Right. I'm saying, like, what's your instant reaction? If it's nothing, that's fine. I mean, I think that that's a legitimate thing, but I don't know how this is going to shake out, frankly.
Is the AI a person still here? The
Raul, yes, remember Raul's holding the legs of Chad Touch.
Okay. I say, Raul, signal down to the kitchen. We need seltzer, sprayers, we need water, we need super soakers, anything you got.
Okay, I want you to do a command roll.
Uh-oh.
Oh, actually, let me, okay.
We have established that getting the AI to do things for you is a 2.
I have a 0. Right,
but
also.
But Griffin, okay.
I can't attune. I don't have
but
that
Griffin
power.
Doesn't have a tune, right? So as far as Griffin does not know that this is hard light, for starters. So
you know what? I'm going to change my tact here then, because okay. I
does that is that an okay distinction?
Of course, of course.
Because he's not being programmed to do it. He's right. being asked exactly. to do it.
We have established that precedent very, very well at this point. I'm just going to take off one of the many capes I own in my fine clothes and jewelry, and I am going to throw it over the roaring briefcase in an attempt to. Like try and close it, because then the fire is inside of the briefcase and it can't spread. I thank you very much.
Okay,
that will also extinguish the flames though.
God, I actually need John Harper's cell phone number at this point. So I'd be like, okay, so anyway, what action is it if someone throws a cape at flaming bananas and newspaper? What would you call that exactly?
I would say finesse.
I would say finesse
is perfect.
Yeah. Trying not to burn call. Myself. Okay. Position? Desperate?
I'm hesitant to give you guys a desperate's bad, guys. You guys keep suggesting desperate.
Okay,
you
risky?
Don't want desperate. Risky. Risky standard.
1 and a 4.
1 and a 4 on this finesse.
Hey, Griffin, I want to tell you your job, but next time you should get 2 6s.
That's a great point.
I'll do my best.
It worked out great when I did it. So,
and you are trying to close it, like using the cape as a tool, try to close the briefcase.
Yeah, using the cape to kind of like cover it all up, and then you know slam the lid shut if I can.
Okay, you manage to cover it. You can't slam the lid shut because the case is broken.
Okay.
But you can use use the cape that you brought to, it is over the fire and it seems to be, it would be snuffed out at that point. I don't see how it would keep going. Okay. You have snuffed out the fire.
Okay. Can I then gather it up in the cape like a bindle and throw it out the window?
Oh, you
outside.
Got, hey, please. I think I would like you to take, 1 harm, please.
Why?
Well, because you rolled a 4, so I want you to take level 1
hand?
Harm.
Hand burn?
It is going to be...
A hand burn.
A burn.
Hand burn on my hands. On my hand meat. Okay. Can I attempt this gambit where I throw it out the window? Into the street?
Sorry, what window?
I mean,
I guess a place like...
Yeah, okay, fine. In a horny room,
there is a window, a huge window, and 5 or 6 people are just like, hey.
He wants to throw it out the sinuendo window.
Okay, then I'm not going to do that, I guess.
That was good, Trev.
Thank you, Doug.
You can check it out. There is one door. It is open because.
Oh, onto the dance, like onto the fucking like floor below?
It is a room with a door. Outside the door is a hallway. That's what you got. And there are people out there.
Nah, it's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to say, since we've got him up and stooged, as it were.
Fully stooged.
I'm going to say, like, this smoke is out of control. Let's get out of here. And, like, carry him out of the room. Because I assume even with it smothered, the room is full of smoke. This is not safe.
Well, I've got to
get out of this room.
Yeah. I need to know what Dad, you obviously, this was your plan.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're
so
in the other room.
So I want to duck into Dad. You're close enough, Dad, that you would have heard this happen.
Right.
What's your instant reaction?
Okay. Emmerich, I mean, since he had this original idea, realizes that the longer the fire burns, the better off they are. Because if it destroys all the evidence, you know, they're in good shape. So Emmerich grabs the fire extinguisher off the wall because every kitchen's going to have a fire extinguisher,
absolutely,
right?
Yep.
Grabs the fire extinguisher off the wall and runs into the dining room with the fire extinguisher. But while he's running, he's going to tinker with it so it doesn't function properly.
Okay. Now, you know Griffin has extinguished the fire at this point with his cape. This is what we just established a second ago. So,
oh, I thought it was a partial. I thought it was still burning.
No, this I snuffed it, but I also hurt my hand.
Well, okay, you know what? You hurt your hand, and you did close it. Let's say this, just to keep things fun. The fire is, the clock is not moving. This is not a threat now, right? But it is still, because you can't close it all the way.
Yeah.
It's still like smoldering.
Okay. Perfect. That's actually best of both worlds, because I want that newspaper unrecognizable.
It was a good move. I mean, it was a good move. You took your harm. We'll live with it. Dad, you're going to tinker with a fire extinguisher to make it do the reverse of that.
To not.
Right.
Fire worsen.
A fire encourager.
I will say this. I will say that this is risky, but I'm going to say it's a great effect, because if making a fire extinguisher into a fire hardener.
Tinguisher.
Yeah.
A fire.
Tinguisher?
Pro-tinguisher.
There it is. Yeah, a pro-tinguisher.
All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. So risky, standard.
Great.
Risky, effect.
Great. So when you fuck this up, what's that look? I don't know what it... Did you make it a fire extinguisher again? What is that?
A fire triple extinguisher. It grows legs and goes searching for any fire it can find.
Okay, Dad.
All right, so how can I...
You got to tell us?
No, you got to push before. This is the thing.
He rolled a one and a two.
He rolled a one and a two, folks. It's bad. It's not good. I mean, you rolled a one and a two, Dad. I'm sorry, bud.
So it didn't work?
Oh, it not didn't work would be... You'd love it if it just didn't work. It blows up in your hand.
Okay, I'll go for that.
And it blows up in your hand, and you are concussed.
Okay, wait a minute. But give me the setup. That's fine with me.
You're trying to tinker with it. You're like, come on, I can do this.
Okay, and I'm running. I run through the big double doors that they have coming from the kitchen.
Right, and I say,
everybody, stand back. Everybody, clear the way. I've got this fire extinguisher. And
yes,
and
this is what happened.
And I look down
now.
I look down at the label. I look down at the label and I say, when was the last time this thing was inspected? And it blows up.
Okay, this is great. I'm thrilled. Dad, you're concussed though. That's a level two moderate harm. You're blasted back in out of the door. Like you were in there. You're like, I got this.
Everybody stand back. I got this.
It explodes, flinging you back out, and you have moderate harm. It's level two. Where do I check that? It's on your sheet.
Okay.
Right under the stress bar is your harm box. Can we make it a rule that anytime Emmerich fails to tinker with something, no matter what it was, it is a bomb now, the one that goes off immediately in his hands.
Negative 1D. That's just for stuff that like
what is affected by that thing.
So we'll have Dad, you're just gonna have negative 1D on stuff that involves
using your head.
Yeah,
your
so
mind
I would say hunt, study, survey.
Yeah,
tinker.
The thinking stuff you're not going to be as great at for a little bit.
Justin, can he resist that? Like, how does resistance?
Okay, oh, yes, yeah. Thank you. Yes, good, Travis. Yes, yes.
We haven't done like resistance rolls yet and stuff.
Yeah, he can do a resistance. I actually did get some clarity on resistance rolls. Resistance is like a retcon, right? They will mitigate a bad consequence to a certain extent.
Resistance rolls always succeed, but the better you roll, the less stress it costs to reduce or avoid the danger.
What attribute?
So if it's affecting his head, it would be all insight, right?
Yes. Okay. 6 stress minus the highest die result from the resistance roll. So, Dad, you can attempt to reduce the severity of this. If you want to. I mean, it's up to you.
So you understand, you get automatic 6 stress, right? And then you roll and decrease that 6 by whatever the dice result is.
And it will lower your the harm from a level 2 to a level 1.
Okay.
It'll mitigate it.
What do I roll? What do I click?
What's your insight?
Well, I have 1 in insight. I have 2 in... You mean the... Okay.
So in hunt, how many skills of hunt, study, survey, tinker do you have any points in?
I have 1 study, 1 in survey, 2 in tinker.
Okay, so you have 3 skills that you have points in, so you would roll 3 dice on an insight resistance.
Okay. And then take the highest die result.
Look at that.
Wow.
5, a 1, and a 6.
6. Dad. Wow, Dad. Congratulations, man. You lowered that to 1 stress. How did you do it?
Well, it's all clean living, Juice. You know, drinking a lot of water. I had good teammates. My teammates, I really want to thank my teammates.
Let's do something kind of wild. Give me like an in fiction, like what it actually happened that you did.
Okay. So, he went in to try to do he was tinkering with it to make it so it would be a distinguisher. A prostinguisher. And, you know, just felt, you know, I felt it in his hand. Oh, I know. And Raul looks up and yells something. Yeah, you're playing Raul, Juice. Yell something encouraging or yell something that would indicate, would tell Emmerich that something was about to go wrong.
So Emmerich, you roll in the room. You're like, I'm about to extinguish this fire.
Everybody stand back!
Right before you pull the trigger on it, you hear Raul say, Papa, I think it's backwards. And that's as far as he gets. Holding it backwards.
So at the last minute, Emmerich realizes there's something wrong, so he kind of throws it up in the air.
Yeah, okay, good. So you are, take a level 1 harm now. You're a little bit like, whoa, but you're not taking a penalty to your rolls. You're
okay,
a little
still
dizzy.
Tell me where to click. So I add a stress. Is that what that does?
No stress. You successfully resisted without stress. Right underneath stress is the harm box. There's a 3, 2, and a 1. So
okay.
In one of those
I just
boxes,
put a little X in one.
Or you, well, no, write the name of it so you remember. So just write like, lightly concussed in one of those
dizzy
boxes.
Is what I would say.
Dizzy.
I'll go with dizzy.
Dizzy. I am.
Yeah, these aren't like from the book. There's not like a list of injuries that you take. It's just mental notes.
Also because
for
like the effects
reference.
Are for level 1, it's a lot more narrative.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he throws it up in the air, just picking up boom and foam and shit go all over it.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. That did,
but did it have the effect of people backing up a couple of steps? Surely,
yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. I think
that was his goal, is to get everybody to step back a couple of steps.
Oh, I mean, everybody
to give it more time to burn.
Step back. I mean, if it knocked you back that bad, like I think that it. You know what? This is a failure. I think it blew the briefcase and the cape and all of it just like across the room. Like it, but it's contained, right? Because of the cape. So it, like, blasted it across the room. And I think the fire is well and fully out at this point.
Okay. Can I peek under the cape and make sure that the newspaper is not newspaper anymore?
No, right now it's Trav. Trav, how are you reacting to this situation? From your vantage point, Emmerich walked in the room and got blasted out of it.
Yeah.
And you're holding Chad Touch. Chad is kind of like, I mean, he's still a little dazed, I think. This is all moving so fast.
Indeed.
I would say also that the I'm going to give you guys like maybe one more sort of round of stuff to do. The guards, I'm not even going to do a clock because it's like it's about to happen. The guards will definitely be in here in a second. Like after the explosion, you are the security for Sinuendo is definitely on the way.
What is the level of like smoke in the room at this point?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking smoky, man. Like between the newspaper burning and the extinguishing of the fire and the explosion of the fire tickler, I think that it's pretty smoky in here. Yeah.
Okay. I am going. Holy boy, I am going to. I'm going to attempt to squeeze Chad Touch until he passes out.
Oh, cool.
Whoa. I love it. Yeah, that's a risky standard skirmish, I think. Yeah.
4 and a 3. So the 4 is a mixed success?
A mixed success. Perfect. Yes. Absolutely. You have knocked out Chad Touch. Chad Touch is knocked out. You're holding Chad Touch. Raul definitely clocked exactly that and is headed towards the red button to press it to call security because Chad Touch is the highest earner in Sinuendo. And if Raul is programmed to do anything, is to protect the highest earners in Sinuendo. So he's going for the button now. That's your mixed success.
Got it.
Okay.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements too before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. It's a choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Manolo, guess what? Manolo, guess what?
What?
Doctor Game Show has made it to 100 episodes on Maximum Fun.
Oh, that's true. I knew that.
Well, to celebrate, we are releasing our entire Earwolf archives to Max Fun members. That's anyone who gives $5 or more monthly to support podcasts like Doctor Game Show.
That's 63 episodes with in-studio comedian guests like Jason Mantzoukas, Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers, Joe Pera, Todd Barry and Janine Garofalo, Connor O'Malley, Chris Guthrie, and more.
Plus 3 bonus episodes that include 2 pilot episodes. Wow, 2 pilots must be good.
Find the feed at MaximumFun.org/BOCO. BOCO.
Stands for bonus content.
Presenting the new MaxFunStore.com. We've got shirts for your torso, hats for your head, drinkware for your finest beverages, and so much more. Starring your favorite Max Fun shows with new and classic designs. Find the perfect gift for the podcast fan in your life. Heck, that could be you. We're not judging. Head to MaxFunStore.com now. That's MaxFunStore.com.
I want to check. Oh, fuck. I have to kill Raul. But I don't know how.
Kindness?
If I try to tackle Raul, am I going to just go right through him?
No. Hard, like.
You dunce.
He carried in a banana's Foster.
You absolute.
He carried in a fucking Bananas Foster.
Why would you go for They have all interacted with the world multiple times.
That's when I started to feel good about the tapestry I'm weaving. All right, go ahead. You would not know.
Okay, good.
Okay, you were worried. You just wanted to make sure.
Okay, I'm going to... Oh, gosh. There are two dangers here, and I'm trying to decide which one I want to attempt to do something about. Yeah, we got to take... Oh, man. I don't really want to take Raul out,
though. You should think about the situation. Sorry, I shouldn't kibitz.
No, I appreciate some guidance here, because it is very chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But these are the times when heroes are made.
These are the times when heroes are made, Justin. That's a good point.
And war never changes.
You know, I got a great idea.
Okay, good.
I have an awesome idea. Because I have two situations. Let me explain my thought process before I describe what I'm about to do.
Okay.
I'm worried that there's still unburnt newspaper in this briefcase, which will give away our whole ruse. I am worried that Raul is going to hit the button, and then that's going to alert the guards that we have just assaulted Chad Touch.
So what, just because he's been knocked unconscious?
So I'm going to pick up the briefcase in one sort of swift movement, and I'm going to throw it at Raul's head.
Okay. Are you using the cape?
Yes. I'm going to swing it. I'm going to launch it like a sock full of a briefcase of flaming money.
Okay.
Right at Raul.
So we're going to call this finesse, I guess.
Okay.
Because you're not really skirmishing, right? Finesse.
No.
Feel good?
What's my position on this one?
A little to the left.
I think this is desperate. You got one shot at this. Like, yeah, this feels, is desperate. And this like probably won't work. So I think that's desperate to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Effect?
Standard, I think. Okay. Yeah.
And then I'm going to push myself. Take two. Stress to push myself. And then this is gonna be good. 225.
225.
Glad you pushed yourself.
Glad you pushed yourself. Yeah. So you chuck the briefcase at Raul.
Okay.
You don't knock him out or anything. I'm not even sure that would work, honestly. But you did, like, he's been toppled over. You've interrupted his flow of, like, heading towards the button. You've toppled him over. You really caught him by surprise. So for the moment, he's, like, been knocked to the floor, and he's holding not holding. I think it's, like, probably on top of him. But the cape and briefcase. And for the moment, the button remains untouched. Amric, you have one move here before security is on you. I'm just, again, that's the situation.
Okay. I think Amric is going to... one move before the guards are upon us?
Yep. You got one more thing you can do. And I'm not sitting here saying, like, how you have to do anything. I'm just telling you the situation.
Realistically,
you're in this club. These things have happened. Big people are going to come now.
Bigger than me?
Impossible.
Thank you.
Is Raul still a danger to hit the button?
No. That is neutralized for the moment.
But you did see him trying to, right? Like,
yeah.
From where?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And the case is now where?
It's on, like, you know, on top of Raul. He does not have control of it, but it is with him.
It's like in his lap.
Well, I think he's going to attune to Raul and try to get him to run into the kitchen with the case.
Okay. If you do that, I am going to say that is desperate, because that he has just been knocked down to the ground. You have moments to do it. It's a long shot, but if you want to try it, it's desperate and risky.
Okay.
No, sorry. No, desperate and risky.
Do
it's
we
desperate
know
and standard?
Are there still some of the fake bills that would be able to be determined to be fake?
Like in the briefcase?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Fuck.
And you know what? Who gives it? We got the thing. Who fucking cares? This dude was trying to extort a dude, and we got the thing. So I don't necessarily think it's the worst thing in the world if he's like, hey, this isn't real extortion money.
Okay, and where were the guards be coming from?
Somewhere that you're not.
Yeah. No, I mean, will they be coming to a specific door?
Yeah, I mean, you don't know that, Clint. I don't know.
There's not a door marked like, this is the guard
door. They are coming. All right, let me say this, Dad. There's a hallway. The way I'm imagining it is like, you guys ever been to a karaoke bar?
Yes.
Okay. So you know how there's like side rooms off of hallways that are like your little party room, right?
Yeah.
That is what I'm imagining you are in right now. So there's a hallway with other party rooms, and you're in this party room, and there has been this disturbance, and security is going to come to this party room, and they will be there after you do the next thing you do.
Got it.
Okay. I am going to try to attune to Raul run in the direction of that hallway. And
to run towards the door where you are.
Well, I'm in the same room he is.
You got knocked out of the room when the thing exploded.
So I'm back in the kitchen?
No, you're in the hallway.
I'm in that hallway.
The hallway goes to the kitchen. The hallway goes to the party room. The kitchen and the party room are not connected. But go ahead. You have line of sight. You are standing outside the room where everybody is. That's what's happening.
Is it too much of a stretch of imagination to assume there might be a fire alarm in here?
That is the function of the red button. Any sort of thing that you would need people for, that is kind of what I was thinking the red button would have achieved. So, I mean.
I think he's going to tell Raul to hit the button. To add to confusion.
Okay.
So they can slip out. There's smoke. People are running around. They think there's fire.
Okay.
There is fire. That's good that people think that.
Yeah. They're right on the money. Okay, Dad, go ahead and...
That would be a tune, right?
Mm-hmm. And it is desperate.
And I'm gonna take a push.
Okay, make sure to mark that stress for me.
Stress. So a tune, and it's desperate. Standard or great?
Standard, because like this kind of programming is not, I mean, you've right. achieved this before. It's just the situation that makes it tough.
5-4-4.
Okay. So what did you want Raul to do? Specifically, you want him to press the button.
Yeah. Push the button, Frank. No, not Frank.
Raul.
Raul.
Okay. With a 5, Raul manages to pull himself up back to his regular height. He's not like hurt or anything because he's hard light projection. And he says, no problem, Papa, of course. And he slaps the button on the wall. At that moment, I think water starts pouring down from the ceiling and in the hallway of the club and everywhere. And there's water pouring into this room and probably in the hallway and the adjoining rooms that you have activated the sprinkler system. I want to make it a mixed success, but honestly, it's such a wild thing to do that I think I'm just going to let it stand.
Oh, real quick, Emmerich, do you have any kind of memory-altering sort of capabilities for these hard light projections? Because I am pretty sure that Raul here did see a vicious assault take place on the person of Chad Touch.
He will remember whatever I want. I mean, I am in control of him, and I'm sure that I can...
You're 100% so you would... How much are you willing to stake on that belief?
I will say this, Dad. That is definitely within the realm of possibility.
Uh-huh.
It will be, if you're going to try to accomplish that, you have to do it. Like, you do have to do that at some point when it makes sense.
Okay.
At this point, 3 security guards bustle their way into the room, and they start yelling, like, everyone stop. Stop where you are. Everyone freeze.
Yep.
Do not move. Everyone, please. What is this? And they're, like, assessing the situation. Here's what they see. They see a... they see Beef holding an unconscious Chad Touch. They see Emmerich dizzy in the hallway. They see Montrose sort of standing there. And they see a lot of smoke, and there's a lot of confusion. But you do manage to make out the silhouettes of three guards, and they're making their way towards you to try to basically usher you out of the room. I don't think they've clocked Chad being unconscious necessarily. It's a very chaotic scene, but they are in here with you, and they're basically urging you to get out of the room because they see the smoke there.
Mm. I'll take it from here. Greetings. We are some naughty boys who came here to Sinuendo to have our fill of the delectable offerings of Chad Touch and his associates. Tragically, there was a Bananas Foster-based fire incident.
Oh, not again.
I am amazed you keep this dessert on the menu.
I talked to Johnny about it. He just loves those beautiful bananas.
Well, unfortunately, it has cost us a great deal. I had a big briefcase full of money because I was going to go to the bank after this. And also, I was keeping today's newspaper in there to read when I get home to my beautiful wife, Denise. But unfortunately, both of those have gone up in smoke because of the clumsiness of your waitstaff. Now, listen, do not take it out on him. This is a deadly menu item. And if anything, whoever designed it, the chef should be held accountable before Mr. Raul here. But that is the unfortunate situation. Also, I think Chad must have just gotten scared.
Oh, so you're alerting them to Chad's situation. Okay, good. Yeah. I'm going to help. Can I help?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, I was with Mr. Touch. Well, we don't need to go into details past that, but he asphyxiated on the smoke, and I've been trying to get him down below the level of the smoke to breathe here. He passed out from smoke inhalation.
And you guys are keeping that from happening now. And time is of the time lost is Chad Touch lost. Yep. We must get him out of here.
Yeah, okay. That makes perfect sense, or at least that's what he will say after you roll this persuasion roll with Travis's assistant. Maybe he'll say something very different, but that's a sneak preview of what might happen if you roll well.
Yeah. I have a special ability that has never come into play before. It's Cloak and Dagger. When you use a disguise or some other form of covert misdirection, you get +1d to rolls to confuse or deflect suspicion.
100%. I mean, this is textbook.
Okay.
Is it too stressed to help
someone
else?
It also says yes. Okay. Wait, no, one stress, right?
Okay.
To help? What's my position?
Pretty risky.
Okay.
And?
Standard effect?
Yeah.
+2 bonus dice. Let's go. Yes, 4156.
Whoa! 4156. Okay, I am so sorry for this disturbance. We have to get Chad out of here. I'm sure you'll understand. We'll get Chad first. I'm going to try to activate some sort of ventilation here. We have ventilation in all the rooms because some of the smells in this place, hachi-machi.
Absolutely. Cannot even imagine. Unthinkable.
If we could clear the room, please.
Of course.
So those two guards are escorting you out, and the obviously the third guard is going to investigate the cape briefcase scenario.
Raul scenario?
That whole scenario. Not Raul. Raul, as far as they know, fell, caught this stuff on fire, and then press the button because he caught the place on fire. I mean, it's perfectly plausible. Dad added to the plausibility by having Raul press the button. So,
well done, Dad.
That was my intent.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously. Yeah. Plausibility building.
Do you have any kind of burn cream? Because I unfortunately did suffer some harm to my... I am no Chad Touch, but my hands are very important to my business as well.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, let me get you and Chad into the office over here, and we'll get you all fixed up. And they start leading you out of the room. The third guard grabs the briefcase and cash, still smoldering but not hot enough to touch, and scoops them up into your all's hands. Into their hands, and then they start escorting you all into the back office of Sinuendo.
Justin?
Yeah?
I want to do something real quick, because I was holding him that whole time.
And your arms are sore?
And I just want to set him down. No, I want to, while he's unconscious, check his pockets to make sure he's not holding out any negatives or other photos or anything like that.
Sure. Probably, God, survey?
I mean, probably finesse, right? Well,
you're searching, though. You're not like, you don't know where something is.
And he's and unconscious.
Yeah. You know what? Let's call it finesse because you're also trying not to get, like, clocked. So, yeah.
Okay. And the fact that he's unconscious is probably pretty controlled, right?
It's still risky because they could see you and that would be bad for you.
Then hold on. Boop, 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 doo, doo, doo. That's a 6.
Woo!
Thank God.
Nice.
Wow. Excellent, Trav. No, he was being honest with you. Everything was in that manila envelope.
Great.
Then what about like money or cool stuff? Does he have like a cool keychain I could take?
Whoa. He's got a fidget spinner.
Whoa, sick.
Get that shit, Trav.
Is it like personalized?
Yeah, it says Chad Touch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm taking that.
Okay.
Anything else, like pictures of people he loves? Or?
No, he just has that one fidget spinner to keep his hands strong when he's bored.
Had it.
Yeah, had a fidget spinner.
Okay.
Can I change my vice from gambling to fidget spinning?
As thrilling as that sounds, no. So you're headed, everybody's headed back to the main office so they can figure out what happened. And we head into the back office of Sinuendo, and it's fascinating because... This is like you're in this club that is so beautifully designed. Every aspect of it like looks seedy. There's red velvet hanging. There's like dim lighting. There's a cool like sort of sexy jazz playing throughout the club.
And then we all know what that is, right? And we don't have to describe
then
it.
Then you open the door. Hold on. It's kind of like it's kind of like
it would be real sax heavy.
Oh yeah, sexy. Justin, please. Please, this is a family show, Justin. You can't.
Sexy stuff. But you go to the back room and it's the fucking, it is like the break room at a Target. I mean, it is like utterly without charm. And they set you back back there. There's so what exactly happened? If you could just walk me through very quickly. This guard, by the way, looks kind of like Agent Smith from The Matrix. Like he's very like
I haven't seen it,
but okay, yeah, he looks sort of like Hugo Weaving.
Oh yeah,
from
him.
Lord of the Rings, but with short black hair and sunglasses and a suit.
Yeah,
he's Elrond. Like Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Elrond, yeah,
in a suit with short hair.
It sounds
badass. Exactly? What exactly happened?
He was Red Skull too.
Red Skull. Yeah. Love that.
He's kind of like Red Skull, but not with a Red Skull.
Oh. And a guy and suit and karate.
But like the same politics though, right?
Nah, hard to say. Go ahead.
Do I have to really do the whole farce again?
Do you have to? No.
Was this guy present in the room when I delivered this monologue the first time?
No. I mean, no, they just want to hear the story from the beginning.
Okay.
They don't need you to say it though. You recount it. You don't have to actually sit here and do that.
I recount the bullshit version that I recounted for the other guards.
Right. And they are, you know what, Griff? You had some smart thinking there. I think they are treating your wounds. They have some burn cream in there, some basic first aid supplies. And among those first aid supplies are smelling salts that they are using to revive Chad Touch.
Excellent. Good.
Good. Anything in there for dizziness? Do you
you were absolutely. Hold on 1 second. We'll get this is perfect. It's coffee. They just get you a cup of coffee.
Oh.
No, you don't love this beautiful brown juice?
We're crazy for it in Gutter City.
Yes, I know.
A cup of mud?
Do you have anything not quite so... no, I guess I'll have... Do you have espresso?
Espresso.
Espresso.
You must have just come back from overseas. Is that the stuff they're drinking over there? No, we just have the strong black good mud.
I'll have a bit of mud, but in one of those tiny little cups that are so adorable.
Yeah, we just have the one cup. So
could the waiter bring me some espresso?
Okay. You're going to have to persuade him, Dad.
Nah, never mind. I don't want it.
Okay.
I don't want to waste a roll.
Of course. Yeah. The regular cup is fine.
Yeah.
I say, I apologize that all this has happened here. I know you all try to run a discreet, upstanding establishment. Isn't that right?
Well, I mean, it's kind of sleazy, but I mean, it is innuendo. But we try to, make it a nice experience for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. And is Chad awake yet?
No, if you look at the clock on the table, there's a Chad is waking up clock that is now 2 of 4 segments. So halfway there.
And Chad here, he is a superstar, is he not?
Absolutely, yeah, he's our top earner. I hope that you were, did you get some petting in? Because I know how long people wait for these
just
appointments.
Just a touch.
Just a little, not enough to slake my dark thirst, but enough to keep me.
I understand. I got my own stuff. I get it. This is a judgment-free zone here at Sinuendo. Everybody can do their own thing.
Well, I operate as private security for this man here. I have a couple of questions for you. I just want to make sure my level of clientele would be safe here.
Yeah, understandable. This is a one-off. If that's helpful, this has never sort of occurred before. We will, of course, refund whatever you paid for Chad's services. So sorry about the all this calamity. This has never happened. You know, the waiters aren't supposed to be able to fall. I mean, they're hard like projections. They shouldn't be tripping. I don't understand how it happened, honestly. But I'm so sorry about it. And we are we're going to get you fixed up straight away.
And are you insured? Because I had a lot of money just go up in smoke and need to know if I will have any sort of way of recompense.
Oh, you know what? Absolutely. Greg already has retrieved the briefcase and he's about to go through and start counting to try to assess exactly what the damage is.
And make sure he knows that my newspaper was also in there. And if it has... I understand that it probably hasn't, but if it has survived, I would love to check in because there is an article about my daughter, Patricia. What's wrong?
I just was going to say, we do. Not only was it caused by one of your waiters, but we had given the case to Chad to protect. He said he would store it for us and we would get the money back after everything was done. He was the last person to have the case, you see.
Travis, you're going to need to make a persuasion roll. It's going to be desperate because that is quite a leap you're taking.
Is it a lie, though?
Is it a lie? We gave it to him.
Opening the case. He opened the case, and then a waiter came
in
and
Why did you give the sex touch man, why did you give him your briefcase?
Because he came into the room. We're like, where do we put this? And he says, I'll store it for you. Just like if we had a bulky jacket on, Justin, we wouldn't keep our bulky jacket on during our touching.
Okay, fine. Chad stored your belongings.
Correct.
It's the truth. It's what happened.
Do I still have to roll?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It'll be sway, right?
Yeah, but it's going to be risky instead of desperate.
I'm assisting, right? I was getting a hand on that.
Yeah, you can assist if you want.
Convincing ball. Yeah, this is my last point of stress, though, so nobody do anything else that's stupid for the rest of the episode.
Can't promise that.
Yeah.
What? Well.
Did you take the bonus dice?
Yeah, I did.
That's the ball game, folks. Beef.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's only one.
Yeah, I had 0 points. So then with Griffin's bonus dice, I got to roll one dice, and it was a one, which statistically, I'm just looking at the numbers here, the worst it could have been. But what do I know? I'm just a big dumb idiot. Well, I'm going to go.
Yeah, in fact, we're all going to be going now.
We've decided we don't care about the insurance anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's not... That's not how Chad would behave. That's not how Chad would react. Chad would... I mean, that's just not Chad's style. That doesn't make any sense. Are you sure that's what happened?
Sorry, I inhaled a lot of smoke. I'm a little lightheaded. Excuse me. Can I get a glass of water?
Chad is now awoken. That is
thank
the,
God.
That is the negative result of your your role. Mm-hmm. Chad is woken up. Help!
Thank God.
Help! Arrest! Let me remember Chad's stage voice. No, he would use
that. That was it.
Yeah.
Help! Help! Arrest these guys! Please! Please!
Arrest?
They're
arrest?
Trying to attack Chad Touch!
What?
What are you talking about?
Get him!
The guards immediately go for you three.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Okay, roll initiative.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, no initiative to save you here, baby.
What are you talking about, Mr. Touch?
I mean, Trav... You can...
We're in his house, Travis.
I mean, you can keep trying, but, like, these guys are grabbing you. Like, they're taking you.
Where?
What?
Yeah, where?
They are heading towards you. They are trying to grab you to
You know what? While he does this, I'm going to do a finesse roll of as I struggle, I'm trying to shake loose the envelope full of blackmail from my pocket.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to pull out my fucking cassette. My cassette player that I recorded him in.
I'm going to pull the blackmail envelope out of my pocket.
Okay.
And Griffin has the cassette tape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. And then I am going to look at Montrose because I have zero sway.
Yeah. Fine. You've got us. We are reporters and detectives.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've heard about that.
Investigative reporters.
Whoa,
yes,
what they call
is that what
us.
Emmerich just said?
No, I was trying
I just
to do Montrose's
voice. Like in the bit.
Get in the bit. Join the bit.
Get in the bit with us.
Investigative reporters.
And we have heard reports that Mr. Chad Touch has been blackmailing your clientele. And we have the proof of it right here. Now listen, we tried to be discreet with you, Mr. Touch, if that is even your real name.
But
if you want to blow
it's
up...
Not, it's obvious. And all four of them, the guards and Chad, like, it's clearly not.
Yeah.
Now listen.
It would be wild.
We came here to pursue a story of people coming to fulfill their indescribably strange sexual gratification. I'm not here to yuck no yums. I'm here to chase a story. And we did find that story. You want to place hands on us? Well, we're going to go live with this story in tomorrow's paper. So you're going to have to kill us. Or we could just give you all this blackmail and leave.
Well, we could give you the tape.
We'll give you the tape. The blackmail's ours because our client, who is he's the one who tips us off to the story for the newspaper. And he also paid us. He is our detective client, too.
Mm-hmm. So we have confidentiality.
We have confidentiality.
This is Chad Touch. Chad, Paul, new guy.
It's Dave.
Whoa,
new guy's a dog.
Dave's a dog.
Half dog, my mom said.
They're not wrong. They're 100% right. But there is a briefcase full of cash. I know that it's out of line, and there are the three of them are like, this goes beyond Chad Touch. You don't talk about what happens at Sinuendo. Like this is in bad taste. I know, but
you don't know what was in the envelope, and trust me, this person deserves to be punished. If you three can keep it quiet, we'll split this cash four ways, and these three can, well, they don't need to go anywhere.
See, here's the danger of saying, if you want me to stop, you're going to have to kill me. Sometimes they will try it.
Well, yeah, but Montrose, there's no money. So, like, we're cool.
Yeah, no, but they are. That's not going to make them want to kill us any less.
Oh, no, that's what I'm for.
Oh, right, I forgot. You're huge.
Yeah.
And I would just like to say...
Oh, hey!
Hi, Emery. Get on in on this huddle.
This coffee is terrible.
Yeah, well, they said it was mud, and we're in Gutter City, my man.
It's like, it is mud. I guess they were not lying about that part of it. Yeah. Okay, so what are we whispering about? What are we going to do?
No, we were talking about the coffee. Is there chicory in it? Because I never like that. It just doesn't work for me.
All right, they take Montrose into, what did I say their names were?
Chan, Paul, and the new guy.
Chad, Paul.
Chan?
Chan?
I thought it was Chan. I thought that's what you said.
Chad,
you
know is like there two though. Chads in the room?
Yeah, we don't need two Chads. Chan. Yeah. Chan, Paul, grab him. And I think Chan grabs Montrose first in like a full Nelson. And Dave is heading for, well, Emric. Because he's not dumb. And new guy.
Not the new guy. New guy.
New guy
so
has
sorry.
Abandoned his post and is walking towards you, Beef.
Okay. Well, new guy. Where was new guy? What was he doing before?
New guy was heading over, maybe on like a counter. So, I mean, very close. This isn't a big room.
Can we see where people were going through the briefcase? Or
yeah. Different? That's all in the same room.
Okay, great.
But new guy has stopped that and is now heading towards you, Beef.
Listen, new guy, you don't want to do this.
New guy is grabbing you.
Okay, I'm going to throw him.
Okay.
Or, no, you know what? How's he trying to grab me?
From behind in a... You know what? I think because of your size,
yeah,
he's going to try to club you over the head to knock you out.
Oh, okay, great.
With the briefcase.
Oh, okay, cool. I am going to, so he's like swinging it over his head.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to use his momentum and like flip him over my back.
Okay. Great. That'll be a skirmish.
Skirmish. Yeah,
risky
yeah.
Standard, I think.
Four is my highest.
Four is your highest. Okay. New guy is trying to grab you. He reaches around, and doesn't have control over you. You have stopped the attack. The new guy does not have control, but you are sort of now like wrestling for a position at this point.
Okay.
Who is in control of the situation.
Montrose, are we at a point of violence?
It seems we have been brought to that place, yes.
Excellent. Beef is going to... push himself and use my not to be trifled with that allows me to engage a small gang on equal footing in close combat, which I would say this is four people. One of them, Chad Touch, who I'm going to say is probably not as threatening as one might imagine of three guards, to fight them.
Okay.
It is unclear to me, in not to be trifled with, if I'm rolling or if it's just I push myself and I do it. Because it doesn't, like, say, like, plus 1D, like Savage does or anything like that. It just push yourself and I perform a feat of physical force, right? Or I engage a small gang on equal footing in close combat.
What I think that this means is rather than fight one person, you could fight three at once. Or rather than, you know, you would be able to move something that you wouldn't be able to move realistically.
Right.
You know,
if I'm reading correctly, it is you do a skirmish roll or whatever type of roll as it's supposed to happen, right? And then you push yourself, but instead of taking the bonus dice, you apply.
So I can fight all four of them at once instead of just one at a time.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to do that. So I'm going to roll skirmish. Would you say this is desperate, Justin?
Yep.
Make sure you guys are mark XP every single time that you do a desperate action.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm also meeting something with violence. So I have just leveled up.
Could Emmerich help?
Yeah.
So add a stress to Emmerich, correct?
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that he throws the hot coffee in the faces of the guys he's attacking.
All four of them like a sprinkler.
Well, he's got the whole pot.
He can act on all three of the guards and Chad Touch. You need to choose one person that you're going to throw your hot coffee at. I love it, but yes.
So, Chad.
Okay.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck Chad.
What would you say, Justin? What's my effect?
Standard. I mean, you're just trying to fight these guys, right?
I'm just fighting four guys at once. Okay.
Please fucking get it, Travis. Please get it.
And you got a bonus die from me.
4, 5, and 3.
Nice. Well, good. Thank goodness for that 5. Travis,
yeah.
You're fighting all four of these guys at once, and this is fucking classic beef. He swings his massive fist and just crashes right into Chan, and he goes down cold. Emmerich, excuse me, you throw your hot coffee and it splashes into Chad's face. And then you hear him say, "Thank God it's my face." And then he falls.
TGMF.
He falls down and he's patting at his face. Right after you land the punch in Chan's face, you throw an elbow up and smash Dave right in the face, and he goes down. And you rear back, and you're about to punch new guy right and send him just as deeply unconscious as the other ones. When new guy grabs your fist and effortlessly pushes your fist away and reverses your momentum on you, and you crash to the floor.
Ah, judo. Beef's one weakness.
And then new guy removes her mustache and her glasses and her hat and says, "Honestly, it was a little sloppy, but I have seen worse. Let's steal a diamond."
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned. Audience supported.